The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
O'Connell Street in Dublin has many statues lining it, from the titular character Daniel O'Connell himself to Jim Larkin to former MP Sir John Gray. Now, as you may have picked up, they have all one thing in common: they are men. So back in 2018, Dublin City Council agreed to add a statue of Constance Markievicz to break up that male party. It still hasn't happened, and the plans since then have changed. So to tell us what the current plans are, we're joined by Councillor Cat O'Driscoll of the Social Democrats. Cat, good morning.
Good morning.
So, the only female statue in O'Connell Street was, Anna's gone now, the floozy in the jacuzzi.
Well, she's moved. Anna's gone down by Houston.
That's what I mean. She was in O'Connell Street, though. So we did have a kind of a metaphorical...
Yes, not a genuine presence. Woman who has contributed to the City of Dublin. And a lot of respect for Anna Liffey and the likes of Molly Malone. These are the main characters that we see of women in public art. And we see how often they get disrespected, including the nicknames they get and the abuse that they get. There is a statue to a woman in Dublin, and Constance Markievicz sits over on Townsend Street, around the corner, hidden away, woman who had a huge contribution to Irish society, and we don't have her on a main street.
Is she not on Stephen's Green as well?
There's a bust of her in Stephen's Green as well, yes, but not a full statue.
And the reason is, of course, of the activity near Surgeons during the 1916 Rising,
yes,
where she was present. So it's proximate to the scene of the action, as it were. So
Absolutely.
The proposal then to put a statue of Constance Markievicz in O'Connell Street, where was it proposed to be, do you remember?
So originally the site was looking at behind the Daniel O'Connell monument there, but it was deemed that that space is a bit too small and that there's some underground plant machinery and things that need to be accessible. So that site is not going to be where we put anything new. There's a huge site in front of the GPO. So when the agreement to put the statue in place, a subcommittee was established in the City Council, and there was two main outputs from that subcommittee in the last council term. One was that it was going to move away from it being specifically a Markievicz memorial or statue, and that it would be something that will represent all the women who contributed to the revolutionary decade. And secondly, the site was agreed outside the GPO, where there's a big open plaza, and it's perfect for the significance of a structure that's needed to commemorate the women.
Isn't that a bit tokenistic as well? We'll put something there for all women, whereas we have individuals like Charles Stewart Parnell at one end and Daniel O'Connell at the other end, you know, writ very large on the city's streetscape, whereas you want to have this kind of generic female monument. It does seem a bit tokenistic.
Well, in the committee, I was actually on the side of I want a named woman on O'Connell Street, but we're a democratic structure and we had the discussion, and it was agreed that we would put it out to the artistic community for them to envision something that would encapsulate the contribution of women to our revolutionary decade and the foundation of this state. So we haven't gotten to the stage of asking the artistic community yet. We're in this debacle of the where before we can look at what it is.
Mm. So you're going to abandon ideas of Kathleen Lynn or anyone like that, but there is a Rosie Hackett Bridge, so there is already something very significant named after a female.
And the people of Dublin named that bridge. So when we ask people, do they want to see women in public art, they say yes. When we ask them, is the role of women in history underrepresented, they say yes. Right now we're in the nitty-gritty of the practical, how we make this happen. Mm. So what we're being told is that the site we'd like to use, which is outside the GPO, isn't suitable because once in a blue moon, a big truck needs to pull up and maintain the spire.
Explain this site. I mean, obviously, we're most of us, whether we live in Dublin or whether we come from the country and visit Dublin from time to time, we know that particular streetscape very well.
Yes.
So where exactly is it? There's the colonnade of the GPO pillars.
Yes.
Now, where is it in
relation? The central median of the road facing the GPO. Or, well, I say facing, we don't know what it's going to look like or which direction it will face yet. But right in the middle, so you would have the spire on one side, and that's where we're having the hindrance of we're getting feedback from engineers saying you can't use that space. Councillors aren't accepting that. We're a cross-party committee. We don't accept that.
What are the engineers saying? Why are they saying you can't have that space?
Park a truck beside the spire every few years to maintain it, including the cleaning of it. And we're saying there's space on North Earl Street, on Henry Street. We could close O'Connell Street temporarily for a few hours to do this cleaning.
The cleaning doesn't take just a few hours, does it?
I don't know. I haven't cleaned it myself, but I'm saying we need to think outside the box for these things rather than this being a, you can't go there because we need it once in a while.
Yeah, but if you need it, you need it. You know, the fact that something is only required occasionally doesn't mean that it's not required vitally. If that's the space they need to access the spire, well, that's the space they need.
Well, what we're saying is there's other spaces around the spire. Let's have a look. They haven't come back to us with any alternatives or even to shout down any alternatives. We're asking to have an open dialogue about this.
So looking at the spire from the GPO, the space that you want is kind of right in front of the GPO. As I look from the GPO at the spire, it would be to the right of the spire. Now, what about to the left of the spire? What is there? Or are there taxi ranks or bus lanes or, you know, other uses for the road?
Further up O'Connell Street?
I'm just wondering, to the left of the spire, right beside, would the truck that is required to maintain the spire, would that fit in there? Or is there a problem?
That's what we're asking, and we haven't been given these answers.
Okay, so where are we now?
Well, right now, we're looking for the subcommittee to be reconvened. The public art officer retired last year, who was leading this project. Rory O'Queeve has had an amazing contribution to Dublin City. His replacement is being recruited right now. We're expecting them to be in situ in the next number of weeks. We'll get the committee back together. And what we as a committee are committed to doing is doing up a brief of what we would like the artistic community to respond to, have those responses come in, have a panel of experts shortlist what comes back, and then put it out to public consultation. Perhaps here's six options and see where people would like to go and get their feedback. Mm. So we want this to be an inclusive process, but we can't really go to the artistic community until we know exactly where it's going to go.
Okay, because you have to envisage it in your mind's eye somewhere.
Yes.
What about Constance Markovitz? I mean, she did, before 2018, deserve a place on O'Connell Street because you feel that's where a significant female in the revolutionary period should be placed. I don't know the statue in Townsend Street. I mean, would it be appropriate or is it too small and insignificant?
It is quite small. It's, I would say, human-sized at ground level. We're very good at putting the men on giant plinths, real significant statues. So far, we haven't been good at doing that with the women who've really made Dublin and Ireland a really great place. So we have lots of options. This is one thing that we're trying to do. We still need to enhance the number of women represented in public art across the city and perhaps across the country. So why not start with this one and see where we go?
And how do you select who might be appropriate? I mean, the suggestions come from the listeners. Grace O'Malley or Edna O'Brien would be both worthy of a statue. A lot of people mentioning people who are only recently deceased or who are still living, who
yes.
might in time get a statue.
Absolutely. Dublin City Council has a rule that we don't commemorate anyone within 20 years of their death. So obviously that is to support families and allow grieving processes to mature. What we do very well with our commemorations is our plaque scheme. So there is a plaque on O'Connell Street to Anna Parnell, who sister of Charles Stewart Parnell, who was a great contributor to the fight for home rule and as a nationalist. But she only gets a plaque, whereas her brother got a giant monument and streets named after him. So
would you not think he was slightly more significant than Anna?
Is she only worth a plaque? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying that if you're going to measure them by the impact they had politically, his impact was rather larger. So
well, the
if you're going to go for size, and Daniel O'Connell, he's huge down the other end. Well,
he's
kind of reasonable size, but the angels and all the rest of it elevate him very significantly.
Well, history has been written by men. So the impact that we understand is going to be told to us by men. So there's a lot of work being done to tell the stories of women. I think the more we learn about the women in our history, then the grander the monuments will become.
Damo's been on. What about a statue of the Irish policeman that the Countess shot dead in cold blood?
I mean, we're talking about the underrepresentation of women in public art.
I think he's being slightly, maybe sarcastic or ironic. Anyway, can we replace the spire with the Countess, asks Tony in Dublin. Get rid of the spire, says another. It's a total eyesore. As a dub, it drives me crazy what the tourists have done to our Molly Malone statue. My husband was told by a tourist it was a tradition to rub on her breasts. So where has this so-called tradition come from? Why are our female statues turned into something derogatory?
Yes, and I think it's a societal issue. If we disrespect our public art, then obviously we're going to disrespect women. The impact of violence against women, usually in their own homes, is well covered, and it's an absolute epidemic. With the Molly Malone statue, the Commemorations Committee, on my suggestion, wrote to tour guides to ask them to stop creating this myth that molesting a statue will bring you back to Dublin, and just respect our public art.
Councillor Cathal Driscoll of the Social Democrats, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.